KKIM, AM 1000, Albuquerque. KKIM, FM, 94.7, Santa Fe. KARS, AM 860, Berlin. Your home for Christian news and talk.
KKIM and KARS now present New Mexico News and Views, a look at world events that affect the Christian way of life. Now, here's your host, Dewey Modi.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you, Jimmy. It is 4:24 on this Friday, December 9th. Thank you for joining us. This afternoon, just about 24 minutes ago, at French Mortuary, the university location, for Marvin Capehart. His funeral is tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the First Baptist Church off of Paseo. Tomorrow we will not be having Ask the Pastor in honor of the life of this godly man who hosted Ask the Pastor, started in 1978, and had to give it up this past March because of health reasons. Here is a tribute to Pastor Marvin Capehart by our own Pastor Paul Holt.
This is Pastor Paul Holt bringing you the news from a biblical perspective. Marvin Capehart was not a big newsmaker in his day. He never graced the cover of People or Newsweek. You never heard about him on the evening news. No, Marvin Capehart was just a pastor who was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So why bring him up on a news commentary? Well, you see, we owe Marvin a debt of gratitude. He led his church and Christians of this state to make a stand for Jesus. He started Ask the Pastor, New Mexico's longest-running radio call-in talk show, over 40 years ago. Like the Apostle Paul, Marvin wanted to run the race well and reach the goal. Marvin has joined that great cloud of witnesses that has received the prize of a crown to cast at the feet of our Savior. Even now, I can only imagine him adding his voice to that of the heavenly host, crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb who was slain since the foundation of the world." May we learn to imitate Marvin as he imitated Jesus. Bringing you the news you need to know on KKIM and Cars Radio, I'm Pastor Paul Holt. You can find me on the web at NewMexicoNewsAndViews.com.
Thank you for those words, Paul. I will be attending the funeral tomorrow and will be saying some words on behalf of the radio ministry of KKIM. Marvin, he meant so much to me and to KKIM and thousands of others. I've lost many best friends this year, and now to lose Marvin is tough. He was one of my first friends here when I took this job at KKIM. Billy Graham has this to say on death. Death for the Christian is the doorway to heaven's glory. Because of Christ's resurrection, we can joyously say with Paul, "Where, O death, is your victory?" 1 Corinthians 15:55. Jesus Christ is the master realist, and when he urged men to prepare for death, which was certain to come, "Do not worry," said the Lord Jesus, "about death to the body, but rather concern yourself with eternal death of the soul." Death is said in the Bible to be coronation for the Christian. Billy Graham says it is strange that men will prepare for everything except death. We prepare for education, for business, we prepare for our careers, we prepare for marriage, we prepare for old age. We prepare for everything except the moment we are to die. I'll say this, my dear friends. Marvin Capehart was prepared to meet our Lord. Marvin lived his life for our Lord. Marvin was prepared. As Don Piper, the author of 90 Minutes in Heaven, says, heaven is a prepared place. Are you prepared? Marvin was prepared. I've always loved this quote by Mark Twain, and I've tried to live by it, but I at times fail. Mark Twain said, "Live your life so that at your funeral even the undertaker will cry." Many are weeping, and many will be weeping tomorrow with the passing of our beloved Marvin Capehart. We give glory to God for the life of Marvin Capehart. Let's bring in Heath Osmussen of nmpolitics.net. Heath, thanks for being with us here tonight.
Happy to be here. Let me just say that I'm sorry for the loss that you all at Ask the Pastor and KKIM are experiencing, and you'll be in my prayers.
Thank you, Heath. You know, there's lots of individuals that you know and our listeners know that'll never get their a picture on the front page of the paper or Newsweek magazine or make the big news, but it's people like Marvin Capehart that showed up here every Saturday for nearly 40 years to do Ask the Pastor. And I will tell you this story, Heath and listeners. Toward the end of his career here on the radio, Marvin was experiencing tremendous health pain in his back, in his legs. He was beginning to lose his balance. He passed away at the age of 83. And one day, Marvin fell at home and said, "I don't think I can come in and do the program." But you know what, Heath and listeners? 5 minutes before program time, he walks in with a bloody face and does the program. Now, there is a man that is committed. And, you know, thank the Lord, there's a lot of people like Marvin Capehart throughout the world that are underdogs or they don't get the publicity, but they do their work every day for the Lord, Heath.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they drive everything. I mean, we see our politicians and our other people in the media who do get that kind of attention. But for every politician, for example, there are, you know, handfuls or dozens of campaign workers who get up at 4 a.m. to be ready when the candidate gets up at 6 a.m. and are working even harder than the candidate. And it happens in churches, and it happens at nonprofit organizations and in business. And in government and in the whole world.
Amen to that. And Heath, if you'll stay on the line a second here, we're going to check weather and traffic, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. It is 4:31 here at New Mexico News and Views. Let's check out Friday afternoon traffic with Bobby Jr.
Thanks, Dewey. Well, we've got two left lanes blocked now on northbound I-25, north of Montgomery from a 5-car crash, also another crash at Ellison and southbound Pan American. So expect slowdowns in those areas. This is Bobby Jr. filling in for Misty Miles with your live and local traffic on New Mexico's Christian Heritage Station, KKIM.
All right, thank you very much, Bobby Jr. Let's check your weather. Big John's Barbecue in the parking lot of New Beginnings Church at the intersection of Montgomery and Carlisle. Call 203-1539, 203-1539 to arrange catering. Look for Big John's Barbecue Trailer at Carlisle and Montgomery. The best barbecue in town. Mm-mm, good. Our weather is also brought to you by Nelson Wingert at 292-5856, 292-5856. Nelson Wingert of Town & Country Plumbing, Heating & Cooling. Mostly sunny skies all around, maybe some moisture by Tuesday for the KKIM Cars family. Albuquerque, highs in the low to mid-40s, lows around 30. Rio Rancho, highs in the upper 30s to low 40s, lows around 22. Santa Fe, highs in the mid-30s, lows around 19. Los Alamos, upper 30s, lows around 20. Espanola, highs around 40, lows around 21. Boleyn and Las Lunas, highs are in the low to mid-40s for the coming days, lows around 23. Currently in the Duke City, a beautiful 44 degrees, low tonight 23. Rio Rancho, 40, low tonight 17. Santa Fe, 40, low tonight 13. Espanola, 44, low tonight 14. Down to 20 in Boleyn and Las Lunas. High tomorrow, my goodness sakes, 47, says the weatherman. Wow. All right. Bernalillo, 44. Make that 47. Wow. It'll be nearly 50. Bernalillo, and currently in Boleyn and Las Lunas, it's 47 degrees. Bernalillo, 44, low tonight, 17. Taos, 35, low tonight, 6. Raton, 36, low tonight, 12. Cuesta, 34, low tonight, 8. Glorieta, 41, low tonight, 14. Las Vegas, 32, low tonight, 16. Down to 15 in Abiquiu, currently 42. Tejeras, currently 40, low tonight, 13. Chama, 30, low tonight, 8. Down to 20 in Los Alamos. High of, right now they have 37 degrees. Grants, 42, low tonight, 11. Gallup, 43 and 9. Santa Rosa, 35 and 22. TRC, 44 and 24. TRC is where I'm driving to right after this program to meet my dear friends Ed and Jan Moore, who are in Las Cruces, New Mexico. They flew in there from Indiana. They used to be my bosses at WFRN. Jan is there for medical reasons, and I'm going to meet him in TRC. And Heath is telling me about this great Mexican restaurant in TRC. 44 there, 24 tonight. Edgewood Moriarty, 40 right now, 14 for a low. 18 for a low tonight in Fort Sumner, currently 42. Farmington, 37, low tonight, 15. Alamosa, 28, down to 0. Durango, 37, low of 8. Window Rock, 43, a low of 9. That's a check of your weather here on KKIM and Cars Radio. When we come back, we're going to check today's news and commentary with Heath Hosmussen.
One town mayor is telling atheists no this Christmas. I'm Audrey Bright. The Freedom From Religion Foundation insisted on being part of Elwood City, Pennsylvania's Christmas display. It's on city property. Mayor Anthony Court agreed until he saw the banner they wanted. It says, "Religion is but myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds." The mayor says that's not nice.
Theirs has offensive wording. That's the discrepancy.
About 1,000 residents came out last week to support the mayor and the Christmas display. There are items from different faiths, but they don't attack each other. Charter schools have caught on. According to supporters, there are now more than 2 million students enrolled in the U.S. Rick Piercy of the Lewis Center for Educational Research says it's resonating with families.
We're all about empowering parents and giving parents choice.
So far this fall, 500 new charter schools have started up. This is Family News and Focus.
No storefront, no overhead. That is the story of Computer Network Designs and Angelo Winfield. Great prices, great Christmas specials. But you need to call Angelo, as he has no storefront. He comes right to you. Call him today at 352-6645, 352-6645. Sales, service, support. Save money. Support local businesses like Angelo Winfield of Computer Network Designs. 352-6645. Merry Christmas from Computer Network Designs and Angelo Winfield. Field.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company. Indigo Mortgage has established 4 specialty lending divisions to serve the New Mexico market. We operate the residential division, offering purchases, refinance, and streamline loans for conventional and FHA. We also offer one-time close construction loans. There's the commercial division, offering loans on all type of commercial property. And we have the reverse mortgage division serving New Mexico seniors. And I'm especially proud of the VA Mortgage Loan Center dedicated to veterans. With all of our divisions, we can lend anywhere in the state, and we process our loans locally. Contact Indigo Mortgage today on the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS number 188. 348.
Visit nmhotdeals.com today to check out this week's hot deal.
Need that special stocking stuffer for the kids? Hinkle Family Fun Center has you covered. Now you can get $20 of family fun for only $10. So give the kids a gift of family fun with $20 of fun for just $10. Rain or shine or anytime. Hinkle Family Fun Center, Albuquerque's premier family entertainment destination at the corner of Indian School and Tramway.
This hot deal will sell out fast, so don't miss out. Get yours today only at nmhotdeals.com.
A billion people from all over the world will have their eyes on us tonight as the ball drops. So I'd say that qualifies as a very big night.
The movie New Year's Eve follows a half dozen different stories all occurring on December 31st. For instance, there's Claire, who's in charge of the Times Square's ball, currently stuck. There's rock singer Jensen and the woman he regrets ditching. There's a dying man in the hospital who wants to go outside, though his doctor says no. And several more stories besides. On the positive side of the ledger, the film boils New Year's Eve down not to a night of partying, but to the importance of loving relationships, forgiveness, hope, and new beginnings. Unfortunately, a few inappropriate comments and a couple of harsh profanities do dampen the positivity, and for that reason, I'll need to knock it down a couple of points, giving New Year's Eve 3 noisemakers out of 5 for family friendliness. For more on the film, though, be sure to check out PluggedIn.com or download one of our smartphone apps. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
New Mexico News and Views now continues on KKIM and KARS. Please send us your comments and story ideas by going to mykkim.com.
All right, thank you very much, Jimmy. It is 4:38 on this Friday. Thank you for spending some time with KKIM Cars Radio here on New Mexico News and Views. Check out our website, newmexiconewsandviews.com. Also, nmpolitics.net. That is the site of Heath Hosmussen. Heath, we were talking earlier today about this The ACLU decrying the National Defense Appropriations Act, and a story just moved across that President Obama and his national security team are appealing to lawmakers for last-minute changes to a sweeping defense bill that requires military custody of terrorism for terrorism suspects linked to Al-Qaeda, including those captured within the U.S. What would you say about this issue?
Well, I've been reading up on it since we talked about it, and here's the way the ACLU characterized it on their website. No corner of the world, not even your own home, would be off limits to the military. There's no exception for American citizens. It would literally authorize the president to send the military anywhere in the world to imprison civilians without charge or trial. I found an editorial, and I think this is the Sacramento Bee that talked about it, really, most members of Congress voted for this. Clearly, if it passed, now they're hashing out differences. But there was vocal minorities on the left and right, Rand Paul among them, and Dianne Feinstein, who say we shouldn't authorize the president to hold American citizens indefinitely on suspicion of crime without even being charged with a crime, without a trial. But this bill would give him the power to do exactly that.
Yeah. Julie Ebenstein, a spokeswoman for the ACLU, says with his signature, President Obama could eliminate due process and the right to a trial laid out in the Constitution. The bill is tied to this military funding.
Yeah, the president has said he would veto the bill if it has this provision in it. We'll see if he makes good on that threat.
Yep. We'll keep following that. And Heath, here we go again with Gary King. I'm sorry. We talked about this last night on this program, but he's getting blasted by these academy officials are complaining about how ineffective he is. And then we've got Vigil Harong that wants her case dismissed, and this thing's been going on since what, 2009?
Yeah, and the story with the law enforcement officers is we have something like 60 of them still working in jobs in New Mexico after having been disciplined or even fired in a way that they could have their ability to be law enforcement officers revoked by the state board, but the board members are concerned that they can't get through those cases because Gary King's office, which is responsible for, in essence, prosecuting them, it's not a criminal offense, but they act as the people who try to revoke these officers' ability to be officers, that they're ineffective and slow. So they've called...
All right, we're losing you there, Heath. All right, we'll try a different number. I think we've lost you, and we'll try you back in just a little bit. And I want to remind our listeners here that the Bugs Family Lights go on display on Friday. Heath, are you back? And I'll try you on your home phone if you can hear me. Heath is calling us from Las Cruces. The holiday Christmas tradition will come to light in Albuquerque tonight. The Bug Family Christmas Light Display will light up Manal School at 5 o'clock. This is the fourth year that the display has been at the school located at Manal and Broadway. And let's take a break here, and I'm going to see if I can get Heath back on the phone.
Are you cool? I mean, so cool it actually hurts. So cool you train day and night, but it's not a big deal cool? I thought so. Then it's no wonder you're going to Kim Ju Photography. Of course, where else but somewhere as cool you go anyways? If you're thinking current, innovative, new, glamorous, expressionate, and a whole lot of vibe, think Kim Ju Photography. Call them on your speed dial today at 293-6304 for locations near you. That's 293-6304. And tell them thanks for sponsoring KKIM's radio ministry. They're cool. They'll understand.
Hi, this is Bobby Jones, Program Director here at KKIM. I want to talk to you about my friends at Southern Boulevard Automotive. That's where I take my cars. Their pledge to you is honesty, integrity, and customer satisfaction. They offer you the Southern Boulevard Automotive Pledge, our peace of mind warranty. Southern Boulevard does major to minor repairs. They also offer you free towing to their location with repairs. They are the oldest AAA-approved auto repair center in Rio Rancho. They also accept extended warranties. My invitation to KKIM listeners is to give them a call to set up an appointment to service your car or truck. Call them today at 892-2300. That's 892-2300. Tell the owner, John Chitwood, that Bobby Jones sent you. Southern Boulevard Automotive Repair, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho. Give them a call, 892-2300. That's 892-2300. KKIM thanks John Chitwood for being a ministry sponsor of KKIM.
This portion of New Mexico News and Views is brought to you by John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive. So, Heath, why don't you pick it up where you left off?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was just saying, you know, as time goes on, the criticism of Attorney General Gary King, the longer he's in office in that job, the more bipartisan and widespread the criticism seems to become. And this is just one more thing on top of multiple. I'm working on my top 10 stories of the year right now. I do an annual top 10 political stories in New Mexico, and I could tell you right now that criticism of Gary King is going to be one of those stories.
Why don't you think there's been an outcry for him to resign? There was one, 3 months ago, Santa Fe, New Mexican wrote something.
Right.
We've been calling for his resignation. Why don't you think there's more of an outcry?
Well, I don't think in practicality it's going to happen, and I think people know it. And I think, frankly, I mean, we had a Secretary of State before the current Secretary of State in office for years the public viewed her as so bad that by the time the election came around, they elected the first Republican Secretary of State in 8 decades. So I think we have a public that probably is not motivated enough to try to start some kind of movement like that. But when it comes time to vote, we'll speak loudly then.
Now, help us decipher this Villajaron case that's been going on. She has asked for a third time to have her 2009 criminal case dismissed.
You know, this one is not entirely the fault of the Attorney General's office. It raises some interesting legal questions. One of the defendants in that case worked in the Attorney General's office. So the defendants filed a motion to recuse the Attorney General's office, claiming there was a conflict. King fought that one. He lost that battle, but that slowed down the case. The judge on the case was Pat Murdoch from Albuquerque, who was then charged with raping a prostitute and resigned from the bench. That slowed down the case. Now we have a new judge on the case who is expected to recuse himself because he's a campaign consultant. One of the defendant's attorneys is a campaign consultant for him, and so he has a conflict. So we don't currently have a judge assigned to this case who's going to hear the case. Meanwhile, there are, I think, dozens of pending motions in the case, so it just drags on and on and on.
Yeah, and continues to, and as you say, on and on and on. And the other thing that keeps going on and on, there's, you know, Bill Richardson, and you've got a story posted on there. We talked about it last night. Give us this latest on this grand jury.
Well, the grand jury is scheduled. They last met in early November. They're scheduled to meet again on Tuesday, which is December 13th. And I don't know what to expect from that grand jury. Grand juries do not happen in public. I'm in Las Cruces, but I expect that we'll see some of the Albuquerque-based media at the courthouse to document who goes in and out to try to get a sense of who the witnesses are in the case. But I don't know if we're expected, if the grand jury is expected to make a decision on Tuesday as to whether they're going to issue indictments or if this is just to hear more witness testimony. So we may have some news after this grand jury meeting on Tuesday. We may not.
Yeah. Do you think this is just like I'm thinking this is kind of the tip of the iceberg with Richardson? There's more that we may never know.
You know, I think with any politician, there are things we never know and that the public never learns of. You know, it's interesting with Richardson that his administration was just plagued by pay-to-play scandals, and now here comes this separate scandal on a separate issue that he had a woman paid off to keep quiet about an extramarital affair during his presidential campaign. You know, if he's indicted in related to this, and I don't know that he will be. I don't even know for sure that he's the target, though I think it's reasonable to suspect that. It's like when mobsters. When the feds eventually find a way to get them and it's on tax evasion or something rather than all the bodies that they put in the lake. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes, anywhere.
Well, he did crash a boat on Elephant Butte.
You know, this is the fourth grand jury that's investigated Richardson. There's another one that's still pending, but two of them ended with no charges filed. So for everything that we in the media have written about and talked about, he's not been indicted yet. So I don't know where this is going.
Yeah. Heath, what is, the DWI problem like in Las Cruces? I'm just going to share with you this, and then you can comment on that. And just the number of DWI arrests in Albuquerque is on the rise. The police department's DWI unit is reporting a 15% increase so far this year. If that's not bad enough, Heath and listeners, nearly one-third of those cases are thrown out and never prosecuted. As of November 23rd, 2011, there had been 3,159 reported DWI arrests in the Duke City. 1,072 were dismissed. In 848 cases, the reason was because the prosecution was unable to proceed. Terry Brandenburg, the county district attorney, says, "I wish I could point the finger at someone and say it's because of them." This is an awful problem, Heath.
Uh-huh. It is, and I will say this about Bill Richardson. The state got a lot tougher on DWI while he was governor. We toughened penalties for DWI. We enacted tougher rules for bars, tougher penalties for over-serving intoxicated adults and minors. And yet, here we are seeing the numbers still going up, and I honestly don't know if they're going up or down in Las Cruces, but I've lived in Santa Fe, I've lived in Las Cruces. My wife is from Farmington, and I can tell you, DWI is a big problem in every corner of the state.
Yeah, just think of that: 3,159 reported DWIs. Think how many never got stopped.
Right.
You might what? It might be as high as 6, 8, 9, 10,000. I don't know.
It's hard to predict, but I think it's very fair to say that that's a fraction of the actual number.
Yeah, wow. And in just a few paychecks, we could be losing more money to taxes if the U.S. Congress does not extend tax cuts for working Americans. The U.S. Senate tried again on Thursday to get something done, but it's too divided. What's going to happen here, Heath?
My guess is they'll find a compromise. This is something they all want to do, especially in an election year. Nobody wants to have the finger pointed at them for allowing taxes to go up or a tax exemption to go away, which is in effect the same thing. And I think maybe not all of them, but in general, Democrats and Republicans in Washington want to find a way to do this. They just disagree on some of the sticking points, and they're playing chicken with each other right now. But I think before it's all said and done, they probably will find a compromise.
With deeper budget cuts looming, the Pentagon is starting to cut back by trimming the Defense Department's civilian workforce. The Army said Thursday it is moving forward with plans announced in July to cut about 8,700 positions, Heath.
Yeah. I think it's happening all over the public sector, the private sector. Why should the military be exempt? We've seen this everywhere.
All right, let's get back. Since we last talked, Herman Cain bowed out. Now Newt Gingrich has increased his lead over Mitt Romney in the race for the Republican nomination, yet the former House Speaker is weaker than Romney with the general electorate. In a matchup that we can put out there is Obama is just 2 percentage points ahead of Romney, according to a Fox News national poll. Give us your latest take on this race on the Republican side.
Well, and I think that's one reason that Obama has been so aggressively going after Mitt Romney, as if he's trying to help anybody else win that primary. He knows that Romney is more moderate. You could call him a flip-flopper, but he definitely has a more moderate record, regardless of how he talks now. And you're competing for those middle voters there that Obama attracted and that the Republicans need to attract if they're going to win. So I don't know how this is going to turn out. I know that in a national poll right now, Gingrich is stronger, but I can't remember which state is which, but one of them is up significantly in New Hampshire, and the other's up significantly in Iowa, and, it's not about the national poll. It's about how you do in individual states, and I don't know how to predict this. I mean, this primary has just been all over the map, and we still have a few weeks for it to continue to be all over the place, I think.
And then Donald Trump said today he might scrub a presidential debate that so far has drawn only Gingrich and Santorum.
Right.
I think they should put it on reality TV myself.
I'm sure Gary Johnson would attend if he got an invite. Yeah.
And have Herman Cain be the moderator. That's crazy stuff. Hey, Heath, yeah. One of the I'd call it a sad and strange story is, and you're always up to date on the news here, but I had not seen this one before today about this FBI agent that his family is thinking is being held in captive in Iran. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm. He's been there for quite a while, it sounds like.
Yeah. What do you think's going on here where the United States government's answers to the request of the group that's trying to help him, it's not going anywhere? What do you think's going on here?
Well, I think the entire situation with Iran is pretty tense right
yeah.
now. There's a lot of potential for, even if it's just a smaller scale war between Lebanon or, you know, outside forces that operate in Lebanon and Israel, to something much bigger. I mean, a regional war, something the U.S. gets drawn into. I think there is, Obama didn't like that Bush talked tough about Iran, and then Obama gets into office, and I think he sees intel that he didn't have access to before, and his views have shifted, and he's now taking a pretty hard stance on Iran, and we've seen the Secretary of State, mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton, talking pretty tough, and, I think when you're talking about this FBI agent or any other situation, hikers who get lost, these things just pop up from time to time, and they're very delicate situations because we don't like that government doesn't like
yeah.
us, and our weapons are pointed at each other, and it's a very yeah. dangerous situation.
And, of course, now Iran has one of our drones, and they were showing it on TV.
Right. And there was a lot of wishy-washiness from our government when that first happened about whether it was true that it really happened, whether it mattered, would they be able to get any technology out of that, and now we know that Iran was telling the truth from the beginning. It seems like that they did capture this. So it's a tense situation.
Yeah. One final note here, my friend, a state issue here in New Mexico. Governor Martinez is going to proceed with her view on licenses for illegal
yeah.
immigrants. Where are we at with this, you think, statewide?
It's not going to pass.
Does she have the support? It's what?
It's not going to pass the legislature, but I don't expect her to give up. I mean, I've known her for a long time, and this is an issue she's passionate about. She believes strongly in. Public opinion is on her side, and I don't see her giving up. But I also don't see the legislature giving in. I think we'll have to see some significant changes in the makeup of the legislature before a bill like this has a chance of passing.
All right, my friend. And please take some time and invite our listeners to visit your website.
It's nmpolitics.net or newmexicopolitics.net. Either one will get you there. I update it at least 5 days a week. And it's nonpartisan, journalistic. There's a good commentary discussion on there with a number of authors.
And it's an award-winning, and it's done by an award-winning guy. He doesn't like to say that because he's rather humble.
Well, thank you. And I will say this. I try to present all viewpoints on there, and so even if you get on there right now at nmpolitics.net, you'll see a column at the very top on the right-hand side from Greg Sowards, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. You'll also see a column from Michael Sanchez, the Senate Majority Leader, a Democrat. You'll see a column there from an NMSU student arguing in